not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Dear Mr. President, I thought this was the home of the free, but every day I'm seeing more headed to the penitentiary. They say you innocent till proven guilty. How can I tell? Ever since they've been suspicious of me, I've been in jail. I got a family, wife, and kids, but the country don't care. With a 95% conviction rate, ain't nowhere that's fair. And with 85% of your time, no matter what the crime, no matter what your health, whether you're crippled, crazy, and blind, conspiracy is a joke, man. The feds ain't gotta know nothing. As long as they got someone saying they knowing something, you threw. And don't even think about trial, folks, cause you'll get hit with enhancements and get double time. It's no joke, I never did no time before. But 10 on my first bid oughta let me know that y'all don't care about my little boys who gotta grow up out there without their daddy, just to let them know that the world is cold or simple life lessons. Instead, they gotta grow up and watch their mama stressing. And I ain't saying I ain't played a part, but tell me, do I deserve this much time for a non-violent crime? This is what's on my mind. Dear Mr. President, I thought this was the home of the free, but every day all I see is inmates around me. Negativity surrounds me and it astounds me how with no evidence guilty is how they feel. Mr. President, I thought this was the home of the free, but every day all I see is inmates around me. Negativity surrounds me and it astounds me how with no evidence guilty is how they feel. No, it's a trip to me, man, how dudes be in the state. Get caught for pushing dope, exact same weight. In fact, he gets caught red-handed. It was a sting operation. It was 5 pounds of meth, but it's only 5 years that he facing. Now, the same cat up in the feds gets caught, regardless of the fact the cat is guilty or not. Man, his potting was ballin'. Yeah, that's what got him hot. And somewhere down the line, they hearing some dope was bought. Now, they thinking he the man, so what? Them fools raid. From the looks of the scene, it looks like this dude's paid. No dope found, nah, not even no cash. The feds is tearing up his spot and trying to find his stash. They can't afford to hit and miss, they got to book his ass. If and it means finding someone to lie on him from his past. Somebody already caught up who ain't got nothing to lose. Give him some clues, they don't even care if it's true. Next thing you know, some old ass judge staring at you, hollering minimum mandatory. And there's nothing you could do, dear Mr. President, President, dear Mr. President, President, I thought this was the home of the free. Dear Mr. President, I thought this was the home of the free. But every day all I see is inmates around me. Negativity surrounds me and it astounds me how with no evidence just how they found me. Dear Mr. President, I thought this was the home of the free. But every day all I see is inmates around me. Negativity surrounds me and it astounds me how with no evidence just how they found me. Dear Mr. President, I heard a little boy just died, 3 years old on an afternoon family ride. I can't imagine how his family felt, how much they cried. A car crashing to his car, getting away from a drive-by. Nobody perfect, but killing kids I can't condone. The cold thing is he'll be home before I get home. More power to him, but on the reels, what is y'all doing? Giving people power to find certain families to ruin every year. All through the system, y'all say things gon' change, yet and still, it don't happen, man. Is y'all playing games? Judges bucking the system. The numbers showing this ish ain't working. Tell my family, don't give up hope just to keep them from hurting. Wifey stretching on the street, little boys gotta eat. Get them back and forth to school and put some shoes in their feet. Y'all got me dreaming about the streets, hugging and kissing my mama, who still don't understand how I got caught up in this drama. I'ma keep praying that my day comes sooner than later. But on the real, Mr. President, you the biggest hater. You hollering justice, injustice is so rarely seen. And all the homies in the feds know just what I mean. Dear Mr. President,
minimum sentencing found in the federal system, taking a federal judge's ability away from him to sentence some prisoners to a lesser offense, especially drug-related crimes, is unconstitutional.
The worst thing we can do is to lock them up for a long period of time without any education, if they're functionally illiterate, without any skills or training where they can get a real profession. They're now convicted felons. We released them. Now they're 25, 26. They're out on the streets. Can't be hired by anybody. What are they going to do? They're going to go back to dealing drugs.